Podcast, your source for the best, most inspiring, and up-to-date information concerning all things related to MS fitness and health. This is Stephen Gloss, your host, an MS warrior trainer and fitness advocate. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people with MS and fitness professionals worldwide in an effort to educate and train them in the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. Together, we can win the battle against multiple sclerosis. This is episode number 15. Today's special guest is the founder and CEO of Prevenix. His passion for optimal health, wellness, and prevention started when he was a research analyst covering the health and wellness industry. Prevenix is a nutritional supplement company that is committed to using science, clinically tested ingredients, and going above and beyond the testing and production standards required in the industry. For every customer order, they donate a bottle of their premium children's multivitamin Super Bites to malnourished children in underdeveloped regions around the world. Their motto is, get health, get health. Prevenix has partnered with the MS Fitness Challenge as one of our premier supplement companies that are helping people with MS be healthy and live well. The MS Fitness Challenge podcast would like to introduce David Block to the show. It's an honor to speak with you today, David. How are you doing?
Steve, and I am doing great, and I am especially pumped up after that intro. You crushed that. That's so good.
Yeah, appreciate it. We got to be excited about something, right, with all this COVID-19 stuff going on. And with all that, I got to ask you, how has COVID-19 impacted your world right now?
Oh, man. Well, thanks for asking. You know, thankfully, we're healthy. We're, you know, from a company level, it's kind of business as usual. We're considered an essential business, given that we're helping people with their health. So, yeah, lots of changes, but man, can't complain about anything.
That's wonderful. Are you even able to do like global shipments right now? Is that still a thing going on for you guys?
You know, so we primarily ship in the US. I mean, we do have some UK customers, some Canada customers. I know that some of the service providers, FedEx, USPS, are not guaranteeing certain international shipments, but most of our business is domestic, and with the exception of it running maybe like a day slower, we're not seeing any interruptions.
That's great. Well, I'm pretty sure about it. At this point in time, people are pretty inundated, maybe even getting tired of talking about COVID-19. So let's put that on the back burner for a little bit. How about we talk about and transition to your story? Can you kind of tell us the story of how you started Prevenix? Did you always have an interest in nutrition and supplements? And, you know, how'd you eventually start the company? How'd that all happen?
Yeah. So let's unpack that. So as you kind of mentioned in the intro, you know, I started my career as a research analyst covering the health and wellness industry. And so the areas that I became kind of experts in, nutritional supplements, weight loss, organic foods, and this was early 2000s. And so for many years of my career, like nutritional supplements became my core area of expertise. And what I was doing for many years was my job was to read clinical studies all day. It was to tour manufacturing facilities. It was to meet with companies. It was to meet with investors. And I just became an expert of all things nutritional supplements. And I think two things really stood out to me from my research days. The first was there was all this kind of proper clinical data that supported taking advanced levels of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and kind of what they did to promote health. And the second, and by the way, so I was like a Division I scholarship athlete back in the day.
Yeah, what'd you play?
I played water polo. So never took supplements. I had this kind of negative bias towards supplements.
Really?
I thought, you know, get everything you need from your diet. You don't need supplements. And so I never took it while I was an athlete. And I'm reading all this data and I'm like, holy moly, like this is like impressive, peer-reviewed, proper data. The second thing that stood out was it was almost like the supplement industry was this unregulated, self-policing industry where, you know, unless consumers had a background in nutritional science, they really just had no shot of understanding what ingredients or products could help them. And it was almost like the companies were banking on this and making products that were using like pretty, you know, inferior ingredients that weren't going to promote health. It's unfortunately still the case. And so, you know, I was learning about like the physiology of what nutrients do to you at a cellular level. And I'm like, I mean, I went all in. Wow. I went super deep. And I just started becoming passionate about educating people about what I was learning. So like, for example, Stephen, it was like, hey, you know, what are antioxidants, right? They're anti oxidation. Well, what is oxidation? You know, what is a simple carbohydrate? What is a complex? Like these basic things that everyone should know.
Right.
That are, you know, like there's some life extending information I was learning about. And so I was just educating people. And as I was looking at like product landscape, it was almost like, man, there's just nothing that exists that like that I would want to take that, you know, has these ultra high quality, clinically proven ingredients. And so I just was like, you know what, rather than complain about it, let's go do something about it. And so my interest in nutrition and supplements, I mean, I would say I was always interested in nutrition at a surface level.
Yeah.
But really the passion was when I was learning about it, I was unpacking it and became an expert in it. And as far as starting the company, look, I was a total rookie, had no kind of like entrepreneurial experience. My whole thought was, hey man, let's build the best products that are going to influence and create health, help people flourish. And if we do that, we're going to build something. I mean, I've learned a lot along the way, like marketing certainly matters, but that was the thought going in. And so I took the plunge, started it, you know, we formulated a few products, people started feeling benefits. And
what year was that? How long ago did you start the company?
So started it in 2013. We actually, 2013. So just over 7 years ago.
That's awesome. You survived. I mean, typically they say the first 5 years, that's the make or break deal right there. And you're well past that. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It feels like we're still grinding away, but man, wouldn't want to be doing anything else. This is awesome to create health. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool. Well, let's talk about the ingredients, since that's such an important aspect of Prevenix and everything the company's about. Where then do you source your ingredients from, and how do you make sure that they're the ingredients that are actually going to make a difference? What exactly sets Prevenix apart from all those other supplement lines you see out there? You can walk into a GNC, you can walk into a Vitamin World, you go on Amazon, go to Walmart, wherever you go. I mean, you look at the shelves and they're just lined with almost looks like thousands of different products. Why choose Prevenix?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good question. So let me give you kind of a 2 or 3 part answer to this. So I think part of our secret sauce behind what makes our products so effective are where we source the ingredients. So as a rule, we're sourcing the highest quality, most clinically effective and beneficial ingredients that are available on the market. And what does that actually mean? So we know, I mean, I was an analyst for many, many years. I've been in the industry now for almost 20 years. I can't believe it's almost 20 years, but we know where the highest quality forms of ingredients reside. So we know, for example, like the best form of grapeseed extract comes from regions of Switzerland and Austria. We know that Chinese grapeseed extract almost shouldn't be called grapeseed extract. And so we've just got all this data. But above and beyond that, in any case we can, we're actually licensing clinically tested ingredients where companies have spent tens of millions of dollars running ingredients through human clinical trials, where we can leverage and make some huge claims. And we're talking, you know, clinical trials like randomized, multi-center, double-blinded, placebo-controlled clinical studies.
Wow.
So that allows us to make huge claims. By the way, much more expensive to like put those ingredients in our products, but we're kind of all about no compromise. That's a big deal for us. And so the ingredients is one area where I think we stand out, but unfortunately many companies skimp on. And so as consumers, like I mentioned before, I mean, it's almost impossible to know what ingredients are going to benefit you unless you have a background in nutritional science. And so let me just give you two examples like this.
Yeah,
this
go for it. Home.
So one is vitamin E. So we know there are two different forms of vitamin E. There's D-alpha tocopherol and there's DL-alpha tocopherol. So these are, one is synthetic, one is natural. And the synthetic version of vitamin E, like waste of time, waste of money. The natural form we know is superior, but here's where it gets a little dicey. Like we could order 10 bags of the natural vitamin E from raw material suppliers, and these forms would all test differently. And what do I mean by test differently? So Stephen, I could draw your blood.
Yeah.
I could then give you each different form of this stuff. Like we'd have to do it day one, one form, day two, another. And we could draw your blood at 30 minutes, at 60 minutes, at 90 minutes. We could, you know, see your blood serum spikes. We could then put it, your blood under microscope and expose them to like oxidative stressors and free radicals and all sorts of things. They would all test differently, even though they all say they're the same thing. And so, by the way, D-alpha tocopherol is the natural version. Just want to get that on the record. And so so that's like one ingredient, right? And now, now folic acid is another one. So folate, a third of the U.S. population is missing the enzyme necessary to actually like break down and absorb folate.
That's interesting.
There's only one form. It's the methylated form. It's a long name. I won't. It's abbreviated. It's 5-MTHF. It's the only metabolically active form of the ingredient that everyone can take, get the benefits of folic acid. It's more expensive, but like that's what we use because, I mean, but people just wouldn't know this stuff. So I think that's part one. Second part of our secret sauce is manufacturing. So day one, when I started the company, I was like, look, what should consumers demand and expect from nutritional supplements if we were going to create like a regulatory framework?
Yeah, because the FDA is not there, right?
So it's they kind of are, but it's like they leave it up to the companies to self-police. So to drive that point home, like you and me could go to the beach. We could go get sand. We could put them in capsules. We can start selling them to your community. Obviously, we would never do that. Super low integrity, but we could. The only thing we'd have to do is if someone had an adverse reaction, we'd have to show safety data. But by then it's like, it's a joke, man. We could have made a bunch of money. We pay our fine. And there's actual strategies of companies who that's what they do. They're just like, they kind of weigh out like how quickly will we get caught. So for us, it was like, all right, well, let's just create integrity day one, which meant let's manufacture this stuff at a much higher standard. And so we followed the pharmaceutical industry here. So I won't comment on pharmaceuticals. They certainly have a place. Like I'm not anti-pharmaceutical, but I will tell you this. They're highly regulated. So if you're taking 100 milligrams of a pharmaceutical, you're getting 100 milligrams. You're not getting 50 because it may not help you. You're not going to get 200 because it may hurt you. So we just said, let's just find a manufacturing partner who can follow that kind of scrutiny to make nutritional supplements. So we're testing all the raw materials, all the ingredients for bacteria, contaminants, metals, microbials. We're doing production run testing. We're doing finished product testing to make sure what's on the label is actually in the bottle. And what's not, more importantly, is actually not going to show up, which happens in the supplement world. So all things that are more expensive to do, but you know, like we want to, like our customers, what we found, like they want to know what they're putting in their body. They want it to promote their longevity, their performance, their everyday health. And so those are some of the things that set us apart. I mean, not many people are doing it at all, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's great. To sum that up, you guys are using the best ingredients from the best sources, and you're using the best practices of manufacturing to create the best product. Does that about sum that up?
Man, you should have just answered it for me. That was that was beautiful. Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, let's talk about David's Fitness Challenge, right? You're here for a reason, and we're here on this podcast. How did you find out about David Lyons and the MS Fitness Challenge? And then what motivated you to want to get involved with our group?
Yeah. Well, man, great group. But let me answer the first part. So Shauna Ferrigno, I've known Shauna for probably about 5 or 6 years, and she introduced me to Dave.
I feel like I talk about Shauna Ferrigno on almost every episode.
Oh, we're keeping the streak alive. I love it. So the Ferrignos are big fans and supporters of Prevenex and our products. And Shauna, you know, I don't exactly remember, but I just thought she maybe just thought Dave and I should connect and meet. And so when we met, man, look, what a great guy. He has such a big heart, and we just got along really well. Our core values align almost perfectly about like, let's serve other people and help other people. And we just connected, you know? And so when I learned more about Dave and his story, and then especially what he was doing and the ways he was trying to help and serve the MS community, I just wanted to help in any way I could. And so I just thought, I don't know. I just was inspired by David, and to me, it was like, you know, at Prevenex, we have five stated core values. Our number one core value is serve other people first. You know, and I won't go into that much more than to say, like, we have a philosophy of let's serve and help other people. So for me, it was like, look, we want to serve this community because MS, you know, I have a lot of respect for people going through it. Like, it's a degenerative disease. I love like what you said in the intro about nutrition, exercise, mindset, all great things, right? But mindset's a big one. And man, I was just inspired by Dave's mindset. We checked out the group, like, what a great community. And we just wanted to help in any way we could. So that's awesome. Why we kind of set some stuff up with Dave to help the group.
Yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you guys are here. I've just started taking your products, and we'll get into this more really soon, but I can vouch they're amazing. They're making a big difference in my life. But before we get to that, I'm curious, how much did you know about MS before you actually became involved with the MS Fitness Challenge? And what about being involved with this group or even being exposed to this disease in particular has surprised you the most thus far?
Yeah, so I'd say from a knowledge perspective, I probably know more than the average person, but like not even close to an expert with MS.
Right.
But being that I was an analyst and that I've kind of lived in the nutritional supplement world for so long, I mean, nutrition and nutritional science just fascinates me, given the relationship between proper nutrition, specific even vitamins and longevity, performance, everyday health. So over the years, I've kind of studied how nutritional therapies can positively influence autoimmune diseases, other diseases, and MS is something I've looked into a few times over the years. So, I mean, what I can share, like, again, I want to just make the disclaimer, like, I am not an expert. Like, you know way more about MS than I do.
The funny thing is, I mean, even like the quote unquote experts, they still don't know everything, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess what I just want to say is, like, I have a viewpoint from what I can share, like, some things I've learned that I think might add value. Like, so for example, like, there's pretty strong research from what I've seen, at least on the nutritional side, that documents like oxidative stress and free radicals are just found in excess within the myelin sheath and, you know, during active progression of MS when you compare to people who either are in remission or just under normal conditions. So, you know, from my viewpoint, anytime oxidative stress is involved, like antioxidants, which are anti-oxidation, right? Oxidative stress can really help. And so I'm not aware of, like, I'm not making any like medical claims, but it's just, we've seen success with some autoimmune conditions. But to the second part of the question, man, I just love the community. I think that's what stood out. It's like a real community. And just people are so supportive of each other. They're trying to inspire each other, like meeting you, meeting David. I mean, man, it's just a group that wants to help the group, like, which is super inspiring. So yeah. I think that's what stood out to me.
That's awesome. Yeah. Being somebody who actually lives with MS every day, I've, you know, especially when I was first diagnosed, I scoured the internet for all the information out there. And with that, I also look for all the different types of support groups that are out there. And what really, along your point, what really attracted me to the MS Fitness Challenge, aside from their mission and everything, that's great. That's awesome. I love fitness. I love the essence of just viewing it as like a challenge to overcome. That sort of helps you just approach with the right mindset. But above all of that, it's the community, it's the people, it's all the positivity. And that is, I mean, I'm just gonna put it out there, it's kind of rare to find that, especially when you got a group of people together who have a chronic disabling degenerative disease. To find this level of optimism is just, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's super inspiring. Super inspiring.
So you sort of touched on a little bit with the antioxidant effects, but why do you think your products can make a difference in the lives of those living with MS?
Yeah. So I think, like, just to start with a fundamental principle, right, that I think we could all agree on, living a healthy lifestyle can really have a positive impact on so many health markers. And so, like, we could talk antioxidants, right? Antioxidation is one example. So, you know, there's opportunities to influence health if, in fact, you know, chronic oxidation is something that is, you know, progressing the MS disease, like introducing high quality antioxidants, which basically, you know, I'll make this, like, I'm going to dummy it down, but like, neutralize and partner with the oxidants to kind of protect your cells, like, that can help. But, you know, like, even a healthy meal replacement breakfast, right? Like a balanced, clean, like, getting all the right nutrients. So we have a Neurify Plus plant-based meal replacement shake. That's been my breakfast the last 5 years. And, you know, just starting the day with a healthy meal that's super cost effective too, like on a per meal basis.
Right.
It just sets the day up right. You're not getting your, like, blood sugars getting out of rhythm. You're not, you know, going to be introducing things that can, like, spike inflammation and potentially just hurts you in other ways. So I think the challenge, there's just so many crappy products on the market. Unfortunately, it's a predatory industry. So even saying like, yeah, take antioxidants, which I think is a must for anyone with an autoimmune condition, like given all the data I've seen across all these kind of autoimmune disease spectrums. But the problem then is like, well, how do you even find the right product? Cause there's just, it's just a messy industry, man. And that's, you know, that motivated me to start the company. And, but hopefully that answers the question. I know I kind of jumped around a little bit there.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree that, you know, when it boils down to it, setting yourself up to be as healthy as possible, MS or not, autoimmune disease or not, whatever it is, being healthy, that's a win in my book.
Totally agree. Yep.
So can you tell us a little bit more? I sort of referenced it in the introduction of the show, but can you tell us a bit more about the SuperVites, the Get Health, Give Health program? I'm really excited about it. I'm sure you are. I'm sure you're passionate about it. But tell us about it and what inspired you to want to create that program.
Oh yeah, I'd love to tell you about this. This is my heart right here. So, right. So SuperVites is our premium children's multivitamin. And in July of 2017, we started the Get Health, Give Health program. So what that means is for every customer order of any product, we donate a bottle of SuperVites to malnourished children who really, really need it throughout the world. So think kind of like the Tom Shoes right. of the vitamin space.
That's what
right?
I was going to say. Yep, exactly.
So the genesis was really, you know, the story is this. I mean, my wife, Noelle, and I have a huge heart for kids. I just love children. Noelle is a NICU nurse, so she takes care of and really has a real passion for caring and advocating for critically sick babies. And wow. we've both supported children's charities and children in need with our resources over the years. And so I think supporting these organizations and like specific children that we've sponsored have gave us a good perspective on the challenges that impoverished children are facing on a daily basis. And so fast forward, our daughter was born in late 2016, and it just totally changed our life in so many amazing ways. I mean, it's like holding this little baby. It's like, oh my gosh, we created this little baby. This is amazing. But one thought I kept having as I was holding my arms around my daughter, it was that there were parents around the world holding babies just like ours that were going to lose them to preventable things like malnutrition. I just couldn't shake wow. that thought in like the first week of her life. And attacking malnutrition as a company was something I always wanted to do. And I think the birth of our daughter really accelerated this. So I started researching malnutrition. And what I thought was largely a food and poverty related issue wasn't actually the whole story. So what I learned was that 17,000 children around the world die every single day from malnutrition.
Oh my goodness.
But for up to 45% of these children.
Can you say that? Can we just stop right there? Can you say that statistic again?
Yeah. So 17,000 children die every day from malnutrition.
I mean, if you put that just in perspective, I know COVID-19 is a horrible thing going on right now, but that virus doesn't even come close to that.
No. And here's the real kicker. And this is what made me move on this, because I just always thought this was a food starvation kind of poverty issue, malnutrition. That was just my concept of it. But what right. I learned was that for up to 45% of these 17,000 children, it's not a food or starvation issue. It's a vitamin deficiency issue. If these kids literally get vitamins, they live. Nice. If they don't, they die. So they're eating, you know, maybe rice or some non-nutritive food, but they're dying because of the deficiency of vitamins. And I just couldn't believe it, man. Wow. I could not believe this. I knew we had to do something about it as a company. So no joke, I walked in the office the following week. I gathered our team. I told them we were going to produce a best-in-class children's multivitamin. By the way, side note, like as an analyst, that space is like even worse than the regular supplement space. It's like candy, like marketed as vitamins. So that was another thing. I was like, I got to get to that because, man, we need our children healthy. And so I told them we're going to do a best-in-class children's multi, and we're going to start donating a bottle for every customer order of any product. And I think what I'm most proud of, Stephen, so this launched in July of 2017. Yeah. And since we officially launched, we've donated over 700,000 vitamins to malnourished kids in Haiti, Guatemala, El Salvador, Peru. I'm super excited to see the impact we're going to be able to make as we continue to grow. You know, fingers crossed that we keep growing. But that's, that's the genesis of it, man. I mean, I hope we can make a huge dent in, eradicating preventable childhood malnutrition. Because, you know, we're 2020 right now, like, should not exist. We have the resources, like, globally to solve this problem. And it's just, I have a personal passion for it. So that's the program, and that's how we started it.
Man, that's just absolutely incredible. And the thing that gets me really excited is that you've partnered with the MS Fitness Challenge, right? And that if people want to go online, they want to order a product, they can use a discount code, which you have. Can you just give it to us real quick?
Yeah, sure. It's MSFC. So just MS Fitness Challenge abbreviated, MSFC15, which is going to be good for 15% off the first order.
That's just incredible. So not only can people within our group, can they get 15% off of an order today, but when they make that order, not only are they helping themselves, the MS Fitness Challenge, but they're also making a powerful, meaningful, and real difference in the lives of children who are in desperate need of it. That's just the best package you could possibly get, in my opinion.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. I mean, we look at it like this way. We're trying to create health for everyone we serve. And by creating health for our customers, we're creating health for these malnourished kids too, which is amazing.
Just incredible. Well, let's roll back into, because it is such a pressing issue right now and it is on everybody's mind. Let's go back to COVID-19. How has that virus affected your ability to deliver these vitamins to those kids in areas around the world? Has that been put on pause, or are you guys still able to make that mission happen?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So as of now, it really hasn't impacted us. Now, this is a very, ever-changing, fast-evolving landscape. So we work with charity partners that already have distribution, and they reach the most malnourished children. That's why we partner with them. And so we had a call last Monday, I guess 2.5 weeks ago, with our main partner.
Yeah.
And I know a container was on its way down to Haiti. There was no issues with receiving that container. So as of now, we're still able to get vitamins in the hands of these children who need it most. So no interruption. That's not to say that will get more complex depending on how long this goes, but I think, again, like, we're shipping health items that are considered essential.
Yeah.
If
you have children literally dying because they aren't getting these minerals and vitamins, I mean, that is as essential as it gets in my book.
Yeah. And so so far, luckily, thankfully, it hasn't really impacted our ability to serve these malnourished children.
So we talked a lot about setting yourself up for success through health, and we all know that a healthy immune system at its core is one of the best ways to defend against illness, and especially even against this virus. What products in particular then would you recommend people take to help boost their immune system health?
Yeah, listen, 100% agree, by the way, that a healthy immune system is the best defense against not just viruses, but, man, gut health is so important. So right at the front end of COVID-19, I actually wrote a blog post on this very topic. And so, by the way, if people want to go read it, Prevnex.com/blog. I think coronavirus is the key word.
Yeah, I'll make sure I have a link to it with this podcast for sure.
Cool. But just to lay it out, and by the way, it wasn't like, oh, here's our products you should buy. It's like, here are the best products, even if we don't make them, to help protect your immune system. So I think the first thing, is a high quality probiotic. So 70% of our immune cells reside in the gut. And there's just a growing body of evidence that shows that probiotic supplements with very specific strains, Bifidobacterium, Lactobacillus species, enhance antiviral immune activity, and they can reduce the occurrence, severity, duration of viral respiratory tract infections like influenza. So our probiotic, it's our number one selling product, by the way. 30 billion bacteria, 6 strains that are clinically proven to address 6 different areas of digestive health. We have a clinically proven prebiotic. What a prebiotic is, it enhances the growth and colonization of the probiotics in the gut. So a really high quality probiotic, I would say, is a must for sure for a healthy immune system. All of our nutrients are absorbed through the gut. So as we go back and talk about antioxidants, like, if your gut is junked up or not operating it optimally, you're not even going to be absorbing nutrients as well as you could otherwise be. So probiotic all the way. I think a comprehensive multivitamin, just for the fact that different vitamins and minerals and antioxidants influence different areas of health altogether. So you cannot go wrong with a high quality multi. I'd say as a standalone vitamin, like vitamin D helps boost immunity, really just by the way of how it operates physiologically with the cells. So let me just think of how to do this in one sentence. Like it basically gives cells the ability to just directly fight off viruses and bacteria that cause, you know, immune and respiratory infections like cold and flu. So personally, I take 6,000 to 8,000 international units of vitamin D per day. I've been doing that for, I don't even know, like 12 years.
Right.
When even before the recommended dose was like 2,000 a day, because the studies are just so compelling and clear that you can get really meaningful health benefits at 6,000 to 8,000 a day. Another thing, zinc lozenges. So like Colby, Zicam are two popular brands. I mean, they've been proven to be effective in blocking viruses from multiplying in the throat and just other regions. And so if a virus can't replicate, it's not going to cause as much damage, right? So you can boost immunity that way. Beta glucans is an area that we are studying at Prevenex with a keen eye. I don't want to give you like the product roadmap, but beta glucans, I can tell you, is something we have been researching for the last year. And let me tell you what beta glucans are real quick.
Yeah, sure. I'm actually unfamiliar.
Okay. So beta glucans, think of this, I guess. The cells have defense mechanisms in place to, you know, like be alerted when invaders are coming and try to like make sure invaders don't penetrate the cell. So if you think of your cell like an onion, there's all these like first layer defenses. But what ends up happening is if these invaders get through that first layer, it can compromise the cell. There's all sorts of things that can happen. So what beta glucans do is they essentially act like second layer defense, where they can defeat invaders at the second layer of the onion, which is a little unusual. So beta glucans come in the form of like shiitake mushrooms or reishi mushrooms, baker's yeast rice. These things provide this kind of second level defense. It's almost like, you know, a defender on a football field rushing the quarterback. If they make it through the offensive line, you know, if you don't have that second layer, that running back there to chip block,
yeah.
Quarterback's getting sacked. So beta glucans are like the running back that helps get that defensive end coming full speed, protecting the quarterback. If that made sense, I might have just botched it. But that's
I love it. Yeah, it's great.
So I'd say though, you know, like I could go on, but those are like would be my core recommendations for bolstering immunity.
Yeah, I really like that you brought up, especially the microbiomes with the probiotics, the gut microbiome. There's a lot of evidence surrounding MS that is lending itself to say that maybe the cause or at least the progression of MS might be related to leaky gut syndrome. And then with vitamin D, there's also a lot of evidence that shows that people who live further away from the equator, thus getting less vitamin D, are also more susceptible to developing MS. So I definitely agree with you that getting those supplements are, yet again, key essential ways to set yourself up for success. And that's what this is all about.
Love it. Agree.
So when compared to other products you can find at a local retailer or online, when you look at your products, you've already mentioned a little bit, they are a little bit in the higher price range. I live by the motto personally that you almost always you get what you pay for. So when someone purchases a supplement with the Prevenex logo on it, are they getting the bang for their buck? I know you might be biased, but tell us why.
Yeah, well, so I'd say definitely. I mean, I think this is where the supplement industry drove me just crazy when I was an analyst and why I was ultimately crazy enough to start Prevenex. I mean, so going back to something I said earlier, you know, unless people have a background in nutritional science, just don't have a shot at understanding what products, what ingredients are going to benefit you in your health. So I mentioned this too, like our philosophy at Prevenex is like, we will not compromise. So no compromise. Everyone knows we're not going to compromise, at least our employees and our partners. And so we're putting literally the highest quality, most clinically effective and beneficial forms of each and every ingredient in all of our products. And so is this, you know, much more expensive than sourcing low quality ingredients? Yeah, of course. But our goal is to create health. I mean, we want to help people flourish, and you just can't do that unless you're using the right forms of ingredients. And beyond the right forms, they have to be at the right levels where the studies show people get benefits. So I think one of the traps of the industry is like low quality forms. Like we took vitamin E earlier, like the synthetic version is useless, much less expensive. But then it's like, if you're only putting 100, you know, international units versus 400, like there's just so much shadiness that goes on. So we're using the highest quality ingredients. That's more expensive. And we're putting them at levels where the studies show you're getting benefits. And that's going to be higher levels than what many products have. And that's also more expensive. And so maybe I'll give you an example, because it's just
that'd be helpful. Yeah.
So our fish oil supplement is called Omega Pure Plus. And so a fish oil supplement is only as good as, you know, number one, where are you sourcing the fish? Number two, how are you actually manufacturing the product? And number three, how much EPA and DHA are in the product? Those are the fatty acids, by the way, EPA and DHA.
Right.
That provide the health benefit. And so we're sourcing from like wild, sustainable, omega-rich regions in the world. We have charts of like fishing zones. I mean, it gets like we go pretty deep on this stuff. Number two, how we're manufacturing the product, we have in our manufacturing facility a triple molecular distillation process to make sure that there's no mercury, there's no PCBs, there's no arsenic, there's no lead. None of that's going to be in the fish oil. By the way, is that more, you know, expensive to do? Yeah, but the other side of it is, what's the cost of putting mercury in your body every single day, which I'd say 99% of fish oil products are going to have trace amounts of the heavy metals, just because, you know, they're unfortunately in the oceans and fish kind of get exposed to them and it stays in them. And so there's a cost there. And then we're putting high amounts of EPA and DHA in. Now, the product's only, I think it's like $24.50. So it's pretty competitive. But is that slightly higher than like a low quality fish oil you can get? Yes, it is. The other factor here on like the just the pure cost and the premium price point is, by the way, it's not like ultra, like we try to make premium product, but at an affordable price point.
Right.
But the manufacturing process that we do, right, where we're testing everything, we're doing, you know, ingredient testing, production run testing, finished product testing, more expensive to do. Again, like we think it's really important. Like we want to stand behind like, hey, what you're putting in your body, you can just trust because we've got all this clinical data. So is it more expensive to do? Yes. Do we think like consumers should demand this? Yeah. And as we grow, you know, there might be opportunities to gain some efficiencies. Like we have not raised our pricing once in 7 years.
Wow. I
think if anything, we might've brought our price down. We just share it when we get these scale efficiencies. And so, you know, that's, there's a lot that goes into it, but they're definitely premium, but more on the quality side. And, you know, that's why they're, you know, there's a higher price point.
Yeah, and I think the big word you pinpointed there would definitely be trust. And that's a huge thing for, I really want to stress and get across the listeners today, is that when they log on and they've got that code, the MSFC15, to get 15% off, I don't want you guys to be scared when you see the prices on the website. I want you guys to go into this with the framework and the mindset of it's an investment in your health. And everybody who has MS knows what you would give to be healthy, right? How much you would sacrifice to do that. And really, as you stated, you guys are priced very competitively. And with that 15% discount, it's just such a smart quality investment. All right. So we're going to roll into the end here, David. It's been such an awesome pleasure to have you on the show. But I want to talk about getting back to the MS Fitness Challenge. What are some of your biggest dreams and goals for your company? And then with the partnership with the MSFC, what are some of your biggest goals with our charity?
This is gonna be fun. So, I mean, look, we have some ridiculously big dreams and goals as a company. I think the biggest is really just getting to a size where we're donating enough vitamins to malnourished children, where we completely eradicate vitamin deficiency-based malnutrition.
That'd be amazing. You know,
it would be amazing. I mean, we have to be a really big company selling in most countries around the world. And that would mean, look, we're creating health for millions of people and helping so many people flourish. That would be amazing. So I think that's really the big goal, right? Use our company as a vehicle to serve these malnourished children, help them flourish, help our customers flourish. I mean, that's a home run. That's a home run if we can make that happen. I think as for the partnership with MS Fitness Challenge, yeah, we just want to serve this amazing community well. I mean, we know our products can help given the data we've seen. And, you know, every time a member purchases, like we're donating a percentage, we're not just donating a bottle of the chewable or to the malnourished children, but we're actually donating a percentage of every order when people use that MSFC15 code, we're donating that as a charitable contribution to the MS Fitness Challenge. So that's, to us, that's like when you talk about structuring something, win, 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 win.
Right. I mean, it just goes all the way around.
Yeah, it goes back to really like David Lyons is amazing. Everyone I've met who's associated with this organization is amazing. And like, we want to use our business to help people, right? And we're doing that, like, clearly, like, from a health perspective, we do that. But there's cool things we can do like this that, you know, that serve the community and serve the actual organization itself. So I think, you know, we're excited about our partnership. Like, we love the work you guys are all doing. It's amazing work. So we're excited to be on board with it.
Yeah, we're excited to be working with you guys as well. It's just, I feel like it's, we talk about the win, 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 win. It just keeps going and going. I mean, when I talk about investing in yourself, investing in your health, when you do that, you use the code MSFC15, you're not only investing in yourself, but incidentally, you also get to invest in the MS Fitness Challenge itself, as well as, like we've been talking about, the sort of the heart of this show, about those impoverished children around the world that really need these vitamins. So it's just an incredible opportunity all the way around.
Yeah, and we're not jacking up the price for that. Like, this is just, we just want to help. Like, that's why I started the company. So, yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's exciting.
So before I let you go, David, just real quick, if any of our listeners, they're interested in trying one of your products, they've got the code MS15, the MSFC15. Is there just like a go-to starter product that you recommend for them to try out your company to see, to start noticing that difference?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, each product is different. But at the same time, they're meant to work synergistically with each other. So if you're just looking to try one of our core supplements, I mean, I'd say the probiotic. I mean, gut health is so important for overall health. It's our top-selling product, as I mentioned. I'd say 9 out of 10 people feel very tangible benefits on the probiotic. You know, there's another one. I'll throw out just two more just to give like a compare and contrast.
That's
so
fine.
We have something called the Optimal Health Pack, and it's a discounted bundle of like our three top core supplements, which is the multivitamin, the probiotic, and the Omega Pure Plus, which is our fish oil product. And 10 out of 10 people experience like very real tangible benefits taking those three. We've never come across anyone who hasn't. And so that's a discounted bundle pack. That's super, super cost competitive. And so I'd say, you know, like standalone probiotic, you know, if you wanted to go for on the pack side, I'd say the Optimal Health Pack. And, you know, I would highly recommend, like, we have a plant-based ultra clean meal replacement product called Neurify Plus. It's not a protein powder.
Yeah,
it's a meal replacement.
I drink it every day. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. That's my breakfast going on, you know, 5+ years. I mean, never get sick of it. I crave it still. And just as I said it before, but like starting off the day right is so important. Like if you eat a low quality or an unbalanced breakfast, I mean, you can run into all sorts of trouble, like blood sugar spikes and crashes and sets the day up wrong. And so I'd say just from a, like as a habit of health, I'd almost say like the Neurify shake for a breakfast, both because of the quality of the ingredients and the balanced protein, carbs, fats, branched chain amino acids, probiotics. I mean, it's just a great product. I mean, it's something we're probably maybe best known for maybe at this point. But starting your day off right with that. And also it comes out to maybe like, I don't know, a little over $3 a breakfast. So if you look at it that way, it's just super cost competitive, maybe even would save some people some money over their current breakfast. So giving that a try for 14 days. And I should mention this too, Stephen. I mean, we have a 100% money back guarantee. By the way, when we came out with that 5 years ago, it was unique. I feel like everyone does it now. But, you know, if people don't feel benefits on our products within 30 days, like we will give them their money back, no questions asked. It's just been a policy of ours for 5 years. We've probably taken in less than, maybe it's been like 7 people in 5 years have returned product, which is pretty cool. But listen, we stand behind it. So it's almost like nothing to lose. Like if people don't feel benefits, because we're so confident, right? We know 9 to 10 out of people do. Like, you know, if they don't, we'll give them their money back. So
I'm really glad you pointed that out. That's just another, just as far as investing in yourself, it's such a low risk option. There's just so many positives and benefits that you can get out of taking a product that's going to make a difference. So, well, David, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I've got to learn a lot about vitamins and minerals, that things that I'd never even heard of before. I've been really well enlightened, but I'd also like to thank you personally just for your passion and your willingness to partner with and make a difference with us here at the MS Fitness Challenge. I really admire the amazing work you're doing with Prevenex, especially as we highlighted the Get Health, Give Health program. And I'm hoping that by us working together, we'll be able to make a huge difference, not only within the MS community we serve, but like we've said all along, all those children around the world that are in desperate need of the right nutrition. So with that, David, do you have any closing comments?
Well, I just want to say thank you. I mean, so thank you for having me on your show, first of all. But more than that, thank you for the work you're doing serving this community. I mean, I am totally inspired by the MS Fitness Challenge, by the community. The work you guys do really matters. It's really important. And I just want to say thank you, to David Lyons, and just keep up the great work you guys are doing.
Absolutely. That's our goal, to strive and to conquer MS. So before we wrap it up, make sure if you're going to log on to Prevenex, I'll have the link embedded within this podcast, as well as the link to the blog that David has. Make sure you use that code MSFC15, MSFC15, to get your 15% discount and the kickback for the MS Fitness Challenge. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Be sure to tune into next week's episode, where I'll get the honor and privilege of interviewing Angela Gensler. She's one of the most active members of the MS Fitness Challenge and is well renowned for being the inspiring sunrise chaser within the group. As I say every week, you're not going to want to miss this. Remember, new episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast are available for download every Saturday on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way you can help and support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the greater the impact we can have. As we close out, remember to check out MSFitnessChallenge.com, check out the upcoming training camp in Los Angeles, and dig into all those great resources we have for you. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and get plugged into the MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group. The group is as active as ever and will give you the chance to get integrated to a motivated cast of dedicated MS warriors. To all those listening, to all our MS warriors, thank you. Don't give up the fight. Keep pressing, keep striving, and conquer MS.